Thank you for joining us for our morning show today on WRCO. We put the spotlight on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Joining us are members of the board and volunteers. Alan Kaczubski is here, Leif Carlson, and June Nee. Alan, we're going to start with you today. And good morning, by the way. How you been?
Good morning, Phil. I'm doing great. I'm recharged. Just got back from a vacation, so life is good.
Look at you, all this vim and vigor.
Yes.
We wanted to start out and kind of, you know, if somebody doesn't know what GRACE is, and I hear about that all the time, maybe you could talk about what is GRACE.
I can. And, you know, I'm glad you asked that because even after we're on our 23rd year now, right? And we've been in Richland County and that surrounding area for a long time, and there's still people that don't know what GRACE is, or maybe there's some new people in the area. So GRACE is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit organization. And the unique thing about GRACE is that it's all volunteers. Some 501c3s have paid positions, not with GRACE. It's been that way since the start, and it's still that way, and for the foreseeable future, staying that way. So that's kind of the organization side of it. There's a board of directors that meet monthly. We're always looking for volunteers, by the way, and if you're interested in that, go to walkwithgrace.com, our wonderful website, to find out more information about GRACE, but also you can submit information and ask to be a volunteer. But for more details as to what GRACE is, besides being a nonprofit organization, it's an acronym, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. But what does that mean, right? What it means is this organization's sole purpose is to help people battling cancer. So we are very cautious with our money. We're good stewards of the funds. 75% of the money that GRACE raises stays in our service area. And I'll get back to the service area in a second. But the other 25%, then we put to cancer research. And we take that 25% and we, once a year, we write a check and we split it in half very carefully, that 25%. And we give half to Amplify Health by Gunderson, and the other half to UW-Carbone Cancer Center. And GRACE, from the beginning, has believed that it's really important to continue to fund cancer research. So we really like those two organizations, and that's why we continue to give funds to them. And we're so grateful for all of the benefits that we have seen over the years from cancer research.
Most definitely. You recently had a great success. People must have found your website, and I don't know how you did it, but what was the final number of participants in the Race for GRACE?
Ooh, yes, jump into the race. It was really shocking. We had 376 people registered for the different events. The previous year, we had 233. So it was a large increase. It was really unexpected. Our goal was 300, far exceeded it, so it was just wonderful.
You had weather that was superb for it. Did get a little rain at the end, but it was nice and cool for you.
We did, and Phil, I appreciate, you know, the order that you put in for the perfect weather, so we'd like that again for next year, if you could.
We'll do our best on that one. We're going to try to do our best for the actual walk with GRACE in August as well.
Yes, so. And that'll be coming up. It's always the second Friday in August, so we'd love to see people there for that, and that's going to be at the community center, and we know June will be talking about that in more detail coming up.
Did you want to go over some of the names, some of the finishers for the Race for GRACE?
Before I go more into the race, I just want to let people know also just about GRACE. You know, we talked about the service area, and a lot of people know that it's Richland County, and it's all of Richland County. So that means if you live in Richland County, you can apply for assistance from GRACE. But it's bigger than that as well. We also include the surrounding townships that border Richland County. So all the counties that border Richland County and those townships that touch Richland County are also included. So if you're living in those areas right next to Richland County, you can also apply for assistance if you're currently battling cancer. And we have different funds set aside for people. So the first year assistance, you can get up to $2,750. And that can be used for whatever you, pretty much whatever you need to help you out. A lot of people will get gas cards or help with medications or medical bills. But it's really there to help you out in your time of need. Second year assistance is up to $2,250. Third year is $1,250. And we've added a fourth year a couple of years ago for up to $500. So that's if someone has applied. So when you apply, it's good for 1 year. And then if you're still battling cancer after that, you can reapply up to four times.
Okay.
And the unique thing about Grace also is that we don't have income requirements. We don't check to see if you're getting assistance from someone else. Grace's sole purpose is to set aside that money, and you can get up to that fund allocation for each year as it goes down up to 4 years. But we really have that there set aside for everyone that might be battling cancer in our service area.
And the numbers have increased, not only because there's a need, but also because the service area has expanded a little bit, too.
Yeah, it's definitely both. We have seen an uptick, though, in people applying. So that's good in the sense that people know that Grace is there for them. But it's also, you know, it's humbling to hear of all the additional people that are battling cancer. So unfortunately, we know it's out there. It's way too common. And that's also why we continue to fund research as well, to hopefully one day no more cancer.
You're right. Did you want to go over the names?
Back to the race.
Yeah.
Yes. So cool. I've got some good metrics for you, Phil. So we already covered the participants. So for people that don't know what the race is, we have different events. We have a kids run, which is a quarter mile. So we have it one lap around the track. And we have a first responders challenge that's also done in the 1 mile race. And what that is teams of firefighters competing against each other, teams of police officers competing against each other, and teams of EMS competing against each other. And they're all in their uniforms. They're all wearing their gear. So it's really cool. If you haven't seen it, come out next year. And it's a really a sight to see. The other events that we have is a 5K run or walk. And this year we added a trail run, a 3.5 mile trail run. And we're going to make sure next year that people understand that that is a run or a walk as well. So there's a lot of excitement about it. We're really happy with our numbers. We had 11 teams in the first responders challenge, in the firefighters division, we had 11 teams. We had 3 police teams and 3 EMS teams. So that was really nice. So part of the reason for the race is to have people get excited and have a reason to get active. Because as Leif will be talking as well, one of the ways to help prevent cancer or to help yourself when you're battling cancer is to be active. And we know activity helps people. So that's kind of one of the reasons for the race, is to have incentive for people to become active or to continue to be active. Another reason, we talked earlier about, you know, that we give people money that are battling cancer. So another part is the fundraising aspect of the race. And I don't have my final number, but we're looking to be about a $10,000 profit's not really the right word, but we're going to, of the money that we spent and the money that we took in, we're going to have $10,000 that's going to go into the general fund of Grace to help out cancer patients.
My goodness. Yeah, you did really well.
Yeah.
Did it exceed your expectations then?
By far. So last year, so number-wise, participants last year, we had 233, this year 376. Last year, we had just under a $7,000 profit. This year, we're at $10,000. So big jumps. Super excited. We know that's going to help a lot more people. We also know it couldn't have been done without a lot of help. You know, a lot of times, people associate the race with me, but the reality is no one person can do a big event like that. And I had a lot of help. And I'd just like to call out the race committee members. Suzanne Fish helped me out with fundraising this year, and just a super lady. Helped me out a lot, took a big load off my hands, reached out to businesses, and by the way, the business sponsorship was just overwhelming again this year. A lot of great support, and you can see all of our sponsors on the Grace website, walkwithgrace.com, and then look for the Race for Grace on there. But kudos to Suzanne and her positive energy. Another committee member, Leif Carlson, who's sitting here right next to me this morning, just absolutely wonderful guy. I'm so privileged to work with him on Grace activities, and especially with this race. Leif took care of the course layout, the markings for the course, and there's so much work and planning that goes into it. And, you know, people show up that morning, you know, they're excited, and they go out and on their adventure for the courses. And Leif just did a phenomenal job with it, and I'm totally grateful for all the work he did. Lydia Biba, she's just an all-around, she's done many of these events in our area in the past. And she's been on the committee since we started Race for Grace. And she's just super wonderful, helping out in so many areas. Marsha Carlson took on the adventure of dealing our food and beverage chair this year. She did a great job with that and really brought a new perspective to it that I really liked, and I think a lot of other people liked as well. Sue Kataravic has been with us the last 2 years, and she's just an amazing person, brings a lot of careful thought to the planning, and she even brought one of the UTVs that was on our courses this year, so that was wonderful. And then we had our Richland Hospital trio of Savannah Tiedrick, Rachel Jelenic, and Dana Wilson. And they took turns rotating in at the planning meetings and also helped us out. So they were a big help as well. So that's our core group. So if you see those people, thank them. Tell them they did a wonderful job. If you didn't like something, talk to me. But just a couple more special things I want to point out, Phil. I have to highlight probably the most important person and that I'm thankful for this race, and that's my wife, Terry. She's my rock. She's my sounding board for everything, and I'm just grateful that she was able to help me out again through the year. A couple other people that I want to highlight, too, and I'm not going to get to everyone because we don't have enough time on the morning show to list everyone, but just a couple more people I'd like to highlight. Sarah Renish is our photographer, and she just has a special way to capture some of the magical moments that happen at the race. If you want to see those, go out to the website again, walkwithgrace.com. We've got the pictures out there. And Roy Brown and Eric Renish, they did something special this year as well. You might have seen a drone up above. You might have seen a video camera or two around. But they did some really nice work, and we're hoping to create some promotional material for future years for that. Gary Vitesnik, such a super nice guy. I know he's very busy in his life, but he took time out that morning. He brought a UTV over from Vitesnik Power Sports and helped us out there. And Tim Biba, Lydia's husband, he came out that morning and he just chipped in a great amount and helped us get set up and also drove one of the UTVs. And then we had a couple of really cool things, I thought, that Leif came up with, and so I appreciate that again. But we had two musical events, one for the 5K and one for the trail run. So the people that I've talked to that were in those, they were like, we were so shocked, you know, there, it was just a very unique thing to our race, and I hope we keep doing it. But on the trail run, we had a drum line up in the woods after you did the big hill, and just a little extra motivation for those people that were on the trail run. And a big thanks to Mark Chambers and the group of people that he had with them on the drumline. And then Dr. Neil Bard and his group of band that they had for the 5K, and they're at the turnaround. And so many people commented to me on the cool music that they were playing. So that was just a very neat thing. We had a change of venue this year. We were at the Richland High School and on the track. So we started on the track and we finished on the track. And I just want to thank the Richland School District, Steve Board, for allowing us to be there on the school grounds. And Chris Clerken was just wonderful to work with for every question I had, and just helping us out before and the day of the race. And I cannot forget the wonderful Mr. Phil Nee, who provided music for us and entertainment that morning, as well as long as announcements. So, it's never done with one person, and it's just overall just a great event.
Yeah, it was a great success. We'll come back to you, Alan. We'll let you catch your breath a little bit there after all of that. That was a great great recap of that. How about Leif Carlson? Leif, you're here to talk about prevention again this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Phil.
Good morning. So skin cancer, I think it's pretty topical. We finally have summer-like weather here, and maybe you can give us a few tips.
Right. And as you know, our name is Cancer Elimination, and so let's do it. So here's how we're going to eliminate cancer. First, let's learn a little bit about skin cancer. Basal cell and squamous cell cancers are the most common cancers by far, but they're less deadly than another skin cancer that you've probably heard of called melanoma. Melanoma has 112,000 cases expected this year and 8,500 deaths from skin cancer. Let's stop those deaths.
Yeah, no doubt. So some tips, some things that people should be doing here in the summer, and what about sunscreen?
Yep, absolutely. So for all those cancers are caused by ultraviolet radiation. The sun causes cancer, and so you got to protect yourself from the sun, especially from the end of May through the end of August. Those 3 months are where the sun is the highest angle in the sky, and it causes the most damage to your skin. So be really, really careful. We're 1 month away now from the from June 22nd or 21st, the solstice. And so right now, you got to be protecting your skin. We'll talk about that in a second. And then the second thing that causes cancer are tanning beds. And we have to put it out there. We have to talk about them. The risk of melanoma for people under, if you are tanning before 35 years old, your risk of getting melanoma increases by 60% from a tanning bed, because tanning beds use that same ultraviolet radiation that the sun has. And so broad spectrum radiation, any kind of ultraviolet radiation is going to cause cancer in your skin.
Something that pops up right away, or is it something down the road?
Yeah, these are long-term things. And a lot of us, I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up with skin cancer myself. I've got a pretty big bald spot on the top of my head that's showing some early signs. My doc says, make sure you either cover it up or use broad-spectrum sunscreen. So let's talk about that. So for sunscreen, you got to make sure you have broad spectrum, because there's a different ultraviolet radiation forms that come from the sun. So make sure you have that. Make sure it's waterproof. Every day when I go out, I'm working outside every day. And as soon as I get out of my truck, right in the pocket of my door, I've got a big pump sunscreen, and I pop it on top of my head and my arms and my cheeks and my nose. And then every 2 hours, apply the sunscreen and make sure it's at least 30 SPF. And if you do those things, 30 SPF every 2 hours, have it be waterproof and a broad spectrum, you're going to really, really decrease your risk of cancer.
Even a wide brim hat or something?
Like hats are great. Absolutely. The more you can cover your skin, in my situation, I get so hot in the summertime, I couldn't work outside if I was in the full, you know, long pants, long shirt, broad hat. I just get too hot. I can't even work. So I'm out there in shorts and a t-shirt and no hat. So then I cover up with the sunscreen. But yeah, even better would be staying in the shade. So when you're at the pool, the Richland Center pool this summer, get under the sunscreens that were originally provided by Grace for that reason. Stay in the shade. Take a shade to the beach. If you do go to the beach at Walmart, you can buy little shade shelters. Take those. Don't be afraid to be in the shade. You'll be more comfortable, and you're going to probably not end up with skin cancer.
You talked about your doc looking at a spot you have, but that's another good tip, going to your primary and maybe if something doesn't look right.
100% for sure. Right. If you have anything on your skin that's, they say like little sunspots that you have that start getting scaly or scratchy or they don't seem to go away, have those checked out. I make sure every time I go in for my yearly physical that I say really, really, you know, I just ask them, I say, check really carefully for skin cancer. Because to me, if I do have it, I want to catch it early.
Much better than looking at a photo online and trying to compare and things like that.
That's absolutely.
Probably not quite as effective.
Go to an expert for help.
You bet. June Nee is here as well, representing Grace, the walk chair. June, the kickoff was recently held. You sold a few pancakes that night.
Yes. Good morning, Phil. Our kickoff was held in the second Thursday in May, and it went really well. It was very successful. And I just want to say thank you again to Steve Kohlstead and the Kiwanis Club at Richland Center for all they did for that to be such a success. We couldn't have done it without them. And we had just a lot of great volunteers that night. I just want to thank everybody from, you know, board members to committee members to just community members that came to support and to volunteer. We really appreciate that. And so we had our a lot of teams register and picked up luminaries and raffle tickets that night, picked out their team site for the walk in August. And it's not too late to register a team if you're still thinking about it, or if you haven't had a chance to register your team yet. It's not too late at all. We have office hours every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you can't make it during those times, just go on the website, walkwithgrace.com, and leave us a message, and someone will get back to you and make sure that you get registered. So we want to encourage people that, you know, think about, in teams can be 5 members to 30 members. It doesn't matter. And the cost to register a team is $150, and that goes to Grace, and you get up to 15 t-shirts with that. There is a little extra charge for, I believe it's like the 2X to like 5X, the larger sizes of shirts.
You bring up a good point about it, because somebody might be thinking, oh, we missed the deadline.
Right.
It's nice to know you can still sign
up.
Yep.
Yeah, you're still plenty of time to sign up and register a team. Yes. And then I want to just go over a few of the important dates coming up. June 11th is the t-shirt order deadline. So you need to get, teams need to get in their t-shirt orders by that time. And also to have your logo, if it's new, anything like that, you know, make sure that you have that updated and ready to go, for that day. So you want to have everything in by July 11th. The Grace office hours on that Tuesday are going to be from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So teams will have all day to run their t-shirt orders up there for Rob. Then on June 13th, the Rodeo Day Parade, we'll have Grace participation in that. We'll have a float for that. And we're encouraging our ambassadors present and past to ride along with us. We will have a people mover for that. And then we'll also, if anyone would like to volunteer to hand out sunscreen and walk with the Grace Float, that would be greatly appreciated as well. And as I mentioned, ambassadors, I wanted to let everyone know our ambassadors for this year, for the Walk with Grace. I couldn't do that the last time because we hadn't introduced them, and I'm still confirming with all of them. But I'm honored to introduce our four ambassadors are Babe Lila Kraska, Gary Schwartz, Nancy Gear, and Mike Bradford. And we're really honored to have them this year and really excited to hear their stories and their cancer journeys for this year.
I think every year we say, oh, you hit a home run with those ambassadors, but you really have, and you introduced them at kickoff night, I know, and they got a warm reception, but I think they're going to be great representatives.
Yeah, I mean, we do say that every year. We have incredible people in this community, and so many have, gone through their cancer journeys, and when they're, and not everyone is ready to share that, and we totally understand that. You know, when they share their stories, if they can just, their story can help one person out there, it's worth it. But we're really honored to have these four this year and looking forward to hearing their stories.
Wonderful. And their next appearance will be just before the walk then, right?
Right. Yep. And so they will all be at the walk. We'll have the ambassadors up front, and they will be introduced, and then they will lead along with the color guard. They will follow that and be the first for the first lap around the track after the opening ceremony. And yeah, just want to remind everybody that the Walk with Grace is Friday, August 14th, and that's at the Crosscut Park. Got some, just a lot of the same stuff, which is, the luminaries, which is wonderful. And then we also have the Rogers team doing a chalk art again this year, which is amazing. Every year they outdo themselves. And so we're really looking forward to the walk this year. The one thing I do want to let people know is this year there will not be a Captain's Night, a Survivor's Night, we've kind of called it. Usually that takes place the Wednesday before the walk. We're going to shake things up a little bit this year. We are not going to have that. We will have the captains turn in their packets at the Grace office that night. We'll have everything set up so that it's safe and easy for captains to just drop off their packets. And that night will be from 5 to 7 p.m. And we'll get this information out again. But all the doctors, so the research doctors that normally would speak at that night are going to be speaking at the Walk with Grace event this year during the opening ceremony. So we're really excited about that. I know last year Dr. Paul Lambert came to our walk, and I think people really enjoyed hearing from him that night. A lot of people that aren't able to go to the captain's night were able to hear him that night. So this year from Gunderson Amplify Health, we have Dr. Karen Dahl coming from them. So we're excited to hear from her.
Some changes for Grace, but I think that'll be a positive thing as well.
Yeah, I think, every year, sometimes things don't always work out. So you shake things up a little bit and you do things a little bit different. And but I'm excited, and I hope everybody will be able to come out and join us that night.
Sounds good. We'll have more coming up on the morning show as we talk about Grace today on WRCO. Welcome back to the morning show. We're talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Alan Kaszubski, as you look down the stretch here, we're into the stretch drive for Grace, and your event, the Race for Grace, was kind of the first big event that really kind of kicked it off this year.
It was, Phil, and I'm glad you brought that up again because I have some quiz material, unofficial quiz material for you.
For me? Okay.
Yes, for you.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to cover up the answers here.
I like
so
quizzes.
Not sure how good your eyesight is, but...
Not that great.
All right. Quiz question number one. How many countries were represented by registrants for the race?
How many countries?
Yes, how many countries?
Wow.
The race has gone worldwide, I will say that.
I knew of one, because I just heard the names.
The United States?
Mentioned. Well, I know of one other than the United States. Good call. I'm going to say three countries represented.
Okay. We had two countries.
Two countries.
But two is better than one.
Okay.
We had Germany and the United States.
Okay. Yeah, I knew about Germany. That was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, so. That was a total shock to me. That was really cool.
Awesome. But you had some people from outside the Richland County lines coming in, too, obviously.
We did. Yeah. So next question. How many states in the U.S. were Ooh. Represented Ooh. By people that registered?
Okay. I'm going to say four.
Does that include Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. You are correct.
All right. What do I win?
Absolutely. Oh, well. You get the opportunity to volunteer again next year for the race.
Well, I guess I can do that.
So we had Wisconsin, we had Illinois, Montana, and Minnesota.
Montana, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a hike.
We're drawing them in. There may or may not have been a connection with someone on our race committee.
Well, that usually happens, but still, it's nice to have them.
Okay, another trivia question, or quiz question. How many counties from Wisconsin were represented by people that registered?
Ooh.
How many counties?
I'm going high on this, so I'm going to say 20.
Close, very close. We had 15 counties.
Wow.
Yep. And then last question on the race, what was the oldest participant?
Well, I know when you gave the awards out, there was somebody above 80. I don't know if we gave a specific age. So I'm going to say
80, no, we didn't.
85.
Very close. 84.
84.
And
all
we
right.
had two 84-year-olds. So,
oh, my goodness.
There is no excuse for people not becoming active and at least walking a block or two for all you listeners out there.
That's right, exactly. I was really impressed by the EMTs and the fire, you know, the emergency rescue squads. And, you know, you could have somebody that's really speedy, but they had to finish as a team. And you'd see yes. that where they ran and they had to wait for the rest, which was really good, you know, finish as a team. But
yes.
Still impressed with Hixton coming all the way down, because I went through Hixton last year and my comment was, they come from this far away? I didn't know it was that far away.
Yeah, it's quite a ways.
Yeah, but that's great. They've been here every year, haven't they?
They have. They have. Yep.
Good.
And yeah, so it was great. One other thing not related to the race that I would like to put out there. You know, June mentioned volunteers. You know, we're always looking for more people to help out with Grace. And if there's anything that you would like to do, if you'd like to donate some of your time, we'll find something for you. We have needs in a lot of different areas that might line up with your willingness and desires. You can call us at 608-604-8255, or you can go to walkwithgrace.com and scroll down to the bottom. There's an info. You could just send us a message. We would also really like an individual to help us with be a coordinator for our parades. If you are someone that has good organizational skills, a little bit of people skills maybe, we really would love some help trying to come up, coordinate the parades, meet times for people, who's going to be there doing the different jobs, whether you're handing out candy or not candy, but sunscreen or stickers or flyers for Grace. It's just, we're really looking for someone to help out there. We've had someone in the past. It's been a super help. Go to walkwithgrace.com or give us a call at 608-604-8255.
Okay. Wonderful. So that's putting the bug out there, putting the, you know, we got to get some younger people involved, and hopefully
Absolutely.
We do, right?
Yep.
So good. Leif, how's the walk around the world for Grace going?
Good. We're getting closer and closer. We're up to close to 16,000 miles now as a community, which is just incredible.
That is.
Of walking. And so I want to just a big shout out to everyone. A couple months ago, I think you asked me how I was doing, and I just checked. I'm a little over 400 miles.
Oh, wonderful.
Of walking. So
there are a lot of people wearing out their shoes, and that's a good thing.
That's what I hope. And I also want to say we have a monthly potluck each month, and the next one's coming right up on Monday, June 1st. And the country that we're visiting for the potluck theme is Greece. And so the Mediterranean diet is pretty much, think of any Greek foods and think of how wonderful those are. That's what people are going to be bringing. So you're welcome to join us. And we'll be at 5:30 at the community center. People bring their own utensils, their own plates, and then a dish to share. And you can find the detailed information at walkwithgrace.com. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, some wonderful recipes could come from that, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, wonderful. And Joan, we want to put out a bug in everyone's ear that we're going to be doing the radio auction again this year.
Yes. Part of our, fundraising has always been the auctions. And this year, again, at the walk, we will have a silent auction and a bucket raffle. And then the week before, we'll have the radio auction. So I want to just remind everybody that if you would like to donate auction items, they would be greatly appreciated. And if you can get them to us by July 10th up at the Grace office, or if you need somebody to help you with something, please just walk with Grace Scott. .com and let us know. But if you can get them to us by July 10th, we can have them publicized. We'll make sure they get out on our Facebook page and website so that, you know, your items can be out there for everybody to see. And so we really appreciate that. You know, people make baskets up, themed baskets, or a lot of times for the silent auction, bucket raffle, back to school baskets are kind of nice because everybody's getting in that mode. And so just a lot of great ideas out there for that. So just want to remind everybody, if you'd like to donate to one of our auctions, it's greatly appreciated, and get them in by July 10th.
I know our local businesses get hit a lot. You know, another idea is to go to three or four of them and buy some gift certificates from them and put a basket together.
Yes.
That works out really well,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have very generous businesses from, you know, the Race for Grace and our auctions and, you know, a lot of different deserved other fundraisers that go on in our community, and our businesses are so generous. But yeah, one thing I like to do is that I go around to a few businesses and gather up different items or gift certificates for a basket of some sort. So then I'm donating to Grace and I'm helping out a business. That's just one idea. There's just so many different ideas you can do, and really appreciate the donations to make our auction successful.
You bet. And businesses out there, if you'd like to be a part of it, make sure you contact one of us. You can always contact us here at the radio studios as well.
Yes.
Pleasure to have everybody in here. Anything else anybody would like to add today? Leif, I saw you making notes on there. Maybe it was your grocery list or something. So
I was just saying, I got to make sure that I put it on the website, the link to our potluck, which is, again, on Monday, June 1.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
We'll see you soon. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on this portion of the morning show.